Praise the Lord. Going to be a little bit different this morning, and I'm not going to sing, but it's going to give us a little extra time in the scripture because I want to be able to bounce around a little bit, go back into the Old Testament, look at something with you. So praise the Lord. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8, where we were yesterday, and I want to pick up what we read. I'm going to reread those verses there because we really didn't finish the story about the centurion. So I'm going to begin in verse 5. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Amen. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Praise God. There was no question in this man, was there? There was no doubt there. He just got in agreement with Jesus. It says, For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goes, to another, Come, and he comes, to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. You know, one of the things about the centurion's faith that's great is that he used it for someone else. I mean, thank God we can use our faith for ourselves, but it's wonderful that we can use our faith for one another as well. Amen? That's one of the things that made his faith great. And we talked yesterday about how he established his faith, how he expressed his faith, by getting in agreement with the Word of God, by getting in agreement with Jesus. Amen? So if you drop down to verse 13, you see what Jesus said to him, Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. Amen. There's another story in Scripture that's similar to this, where it was a man and his son who was sick. And he came to Jesus, and the same scenario worked out. Jesus spoke the word, and the young man was healed as his father was on his way home. I just wanted to pick up on that today. In verse 8, it says, Speak the word only. You know, the word of God is powerful. Hebrews tells us it's powerful. It's sharp. It's powerful. Amen. The word of God is quick and alive and powerful. Amen. We need to be able to use the word of God. Amen. We can use it. And I want to show you something over in Proverbs chapter 4. Amen. Turn over there if you would, please. Proverbs chapter 4, if you have your Bible. If not, make a note so you can take a look at it later. But these words in verse 20, beginning in verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Amen. You know, as I read that first verse there, verse 20 rather, it says, Incline your ear unto my sayings. If you went back to Matthew chapter 7, just right at the end of the chapter there, verse 24, Jesus is speaking. He says this, Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Look at verse 26. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The difference is one heard and did, the other heard and didn't. Same storm, same word. One of them applied it, one of them didn't. Amen? Building your life on doing the sayings of Jesus. That's building on the foundation. That's building on the rock, is doing the sayings of Jesus. It's doing what he says. It's applying the word of God. Amen? So let's go back to Proverbs for a moment. My son, attend to my words. The word attend means to consent to, or submit to. So he's saying, submit to my words. Consent to them. agree with them, like the centurion, consent to them, agree with them. Why in the world would we disagree with God? I wonder that sometimes. Why do people disagree with God? I mean, he's absolute truth. He's absolute faithfulness, absolute veracity. I mean, there's just no change in him at all. He is the rock. Why would we doubt him? Why would we not agree with him? My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings. You know, if you incline your ear to something, it always makes me think of the little RCA Victor dog, the little advertisement that they had where he would had that hearing bell and he had it up to his ear and his ear was perked up and he was listening, had his head turned. He's inclining his ear. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Amen. Don't let them get away from your eyes. Focus on the Word of God. Amen. Focus on Jesus. Look at Him. Look at Him. Look at His Word. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Don't get the Word of God down in your heart. Meditate in the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Speak it to yourself. Listen to messages. Amen? But get the Word of God down in your heart. Let it be engrafted into your soul. Let it be planted in your heart so that it can bring forth the crop. If you sow the seed of healing, you'll reap healing. Amen. If you sow the seed of love, you'll reap love. Whatever seed you sow, you will reap. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. Hallelujah. Let them not depart from your eyes, so stay focused on them. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Amen. Don't let circumstances take the word of God out of your heart. Don't let circumstances cause you to run out there and dig up your seed, or cast away your confidence in that crop that you've been sowing. I mean, how foolish would it be for a farmer to sow seed and to just say, because it rained one day, just say, yeah, well, there's not going to be a crop, so I'm going to go do something else, and never go back, never look at it, never check it. No, you don't do that. Well, there may be circumstances where it come along in the natural something, but the seed that you're working with, the seed that you're planting in your heart, the Word of God, it's imperishable and incorruptible. It will produce. Amen. If you leave it in your heart, it will produce. So don't let anything take that word out of your heart. Don't let the enemy come along and snatch it some way out of your heart. You keep it in your heart. Amen. And it will produce. Says, for they what? The words, are life unto those that find them, and health unto all their flesh. The Word of God is health to your flesh. The word health could be translated medicine. Amen. The Word of God is medicine to all your flesh. So when you plant that word in your heart, it's just like taking an antibiotic. It's just like taking, some other kind of medicine that's going to help, you know, your physical body in the natural world, in a natural way. Well, this is a spiritual medicine. This is a spiritual seed. This is a spiritual gospel, if you will. This is a spiritual medicine that you can take, a spiritual remedy that you can take that will bring health and wholeness and healing to all of your flesh. All of your flesh. Doesn't make any difference what the malady is, what the circumstance, the disease or sickness. The Word of God is equal to the task. Amen? The words of God, are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Go dig out the word today. Go dig out some word today. Go reread those verses that we read in Matthew. Amen? And what the Spirit of God would speak to your heart to do with those words, do it. That means get in agreement and make a declaration that Jesus is your healer and give him thanks for healing your body. Do it. Amen. Do the sayings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, that is medicine to our flesh. Thank you, Father, that it is alive and powerful and working in the hearts of the listeners right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Selah.